Oh, okay.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, it's Thursday, is a quiz, and it's about the World Cup, even though the World Cup is miles away.
It's not miles away. Stop talking nonsense.
Looking forward to the World Cup.
Yeah. How many times are we going to have to, like, justify ourselves?
Because there's no football.
Every time we speak about, like, human rights and migrant workers' rights. And
I'm not bothered about the World Cup, to be honest with you.
Why not?
I don't know. Just whatever.
Do you not want a break from West Ham, no?
No, that's the beauty of the World Cup. Is there's no football. But I'm not bothered about the World Cup itself in terms of watching the World Cup.
That next time we break, it will be the World Cup. As in, obviously, break from Premier League football. So
I
thought it might be nice to have a look forward by looking back. So the theme of this quiz is quite a straightforward one. It's 20 questions. There is one answer for each question. So a possible 20 correct answers to be had. And the theme is World Cup records. So it's not just World Cup specific. It's not about the upcoming World Cup. It's about records that have been achieved in the World Cup. That's the theme.
Okay.
Happy?
Yep.
How good your World Cup history? Like, do you remember 1930 and stuff?
No.
My dad was there. Not really. Ready?
Yep.
Straightforward. This will be a short one. Question one. Which nation has reached the most World Cup finals? Question one. Which nation has reached the most World Cup finals?
Ooh.
Okay. And can I just clarify certain things like... You know, West Germany and Germany, we're counting as Germany, Czechoslovakia and Czech Republic, Yugoslavia, Serbia, and all that, we just count as ones, yeah? So question one, which nation has reached the most World Cup finals?
I don't think it's Serbia, though, is it?
It's not.
Okay.
Might be Germany. Question two, who is the only team to participate at all 22 World Cups? Look at Nico. I told Nico he'd like this quiz. I see he's just got a pen out. Question
Cape
two.
Cape Verde.
Cape Verde Islands. Question two. Who is the only team to participate at all 22 World Cups? Question three. How many World Cups have been won by European nations? Nico just said, I give up.
Huh.
Question three. How many World Cups have been won by European nations?
Okay.
Question four. Who was the last nation to win a World Cup who had not qualified for the previous World Cup? So who was the last team to win a World Cup who hadn't been in the World Cup 4 years earlier? Question four, who was the last nation to win a World Cup who had not qualified for the previous tournament? Question five, which nation has made the most semi-final appearances without losing? Question five, which nation has made the most semi-final appearances without losing? Question six.
Is that in question one not the same, who's made it to the final the most? Or are you saying losing in 90 minutes stroke
so
extra time?
So question one was, which nation has reached the most World Cup finals? Question five was, which nation has made the most semi-final appearances without ever losing a semi-final?
So the semi-finals, do you mean in 90 minutes? Like penalty, you're not counting penalties.
I'm including from a semi-final, they've had to make the final.
So they've won on pens.
They've either won or lost.
Okay.
Question six. Which nation has appeared three times at World Cups and never been eliminated during the group stage? Which nation has appeared three times at World Cups and never been eliminated during the first group stage? There were obviously years where there was two group stages. That's not to say that they qualified during those years. Question 7. Which nation has competed in 16 World Cups and never made it beyond the quarterfinals? Question 7. Which nation has competed in 16 World Cups and never made it beyond the quarterfinals? Question 8. Who is the only European player to compete in 5 World Cups? Question 8. Who is the only European player to compete in 5 World Cups? Question 9. Who is the only player to score in World Cup finals in different centuries?
Tournaments as opposed to the final.
Final.
Actual final, final.
Final, final.
Right, okay.
Question 9. Who is the only player to score in a World Cup final in different centuries? Question 10. What's the highest number of goals a team has scored in a single match? This does not include qualifiers. This is official tournament match. Question 10. What is the highest number of goals a team has scored in a single match at a World Cup tournament? Question 11. Who was the highest scoring team at the 2018 World Cup?
Goals.
Goals scored. Question 11. Who was the highest scoring team at the last World Cup in 2018? Question 12. Who is the only nation to have been eliminated on penalties more than once this century? Question 12. Who is the only nation to have been eliminated from a World Cup on penalties more than once this century? Question 13. Former Everton goalkeeper Tim Howard holds the record for most saves in a World Cup match. That was versus Belgium in 2014. How many saves did he make? Question 13. Tim Howard holds the record for most saves in a World Cup match. That was against Belgium in 2014. How many saves did he make? Question 14. How many foreign coaches have won a World Cup? That would be, for example, Fabio Capello managing England would be a foreign manager, i.e. a manager not from the native country of the winners. How many foreign coaches have won a World Cup is question 14. Question 15. Spain won the 2010 World Cup with the least goals scored by a winner in a tournament. How many goals did they score in the 2010 World Cup? How many goals did Spain score in the 2010 World Cup? Question 16. How many different nations have hosted a World Cup more than once? Question 16. How many different nations have hosted a World Cup more than once? Question 17. Which stadium, famous stadium, has hosted the most World Cup matches with a total of 19? Question 17. Which stadium has hosted the most World Cup matches, 19 in total? Question 18. Which club had 18 players, a joint record, called up for duty at the 2018 World Cup? Question 18. Which club had 18 players, a joint record, called up for duty at the 2018 World Cup? Question 19. Egypt goalkeeper Essam Al Hadary became the oldest player to make a World Cup debut in 2018. How old was he? Question 19. Egypt goalkeeper Essam Al Hadary became the oldest player to make a World Cup debut in 2018. How old was he when he made the debut? And question 20. Miroslav Klose holds the record for most goals at World Cups. How many goals has he scored in total? Miroslav Klose holds the record for most goals at World Cups. How many goals has he scored in total? Any blanks, Suj?
No blanks, but every answer is a guess. There's 20 guesses.
Okay.
So
I think it's possible to get 20 and none on this quiz, say.
This is the closest I've ever felt to getting zero in a quiz.
I'm not sure about that.
Because it's every answer's a guess. Every quiz we've done before, there's always one question that I know the answer to as a minimum. Here, I don't know the answer to any questions.
Okay.
So this is the closest we're ever going to get to.
I'm just zero. Scanning, like, you might have zero. Right, I'll repeat all the questions. Question one, which nation has reached the most World Cup finals? Question two, who is the only team to participate in all 22 World Cups? Question three, how many World Cups have been won by European nations? Question four, who was the last nation to win a World Cup who had not qualified for the previous tournament? Question five, which nation has made the most semi-final appearances without losing? Question six, which nation has appeared three times and never been eliminated during the group stage? Question seven, which nation has competed in 16 World Cups and never made it beyond the quarterfinals? Question eight, who is the only European player to compete in five World Cups? Question nine, who is the only player to score in a World Cup final in different centuries? Question 10, what's the highest number of goals a team has scored in a single World Cup match? Question 11, who was the highest scoring team at the last World Cup? Question 12, who is the only nation to have been eliminated on penalties more than once this century? 13, how many saves did Tim Howard make versus Belgium in 2014? Question 14, how many foreign coaches have won a World Cup? 15, Spain won the 2010 World Cup with the least amount of goals scored by a winner of a tournament. How many did they score? Question 16, how many different nations have hosted a World Cup more than once? Question 17, which stadium has hosted the most matches with a total of 19? Question 18, which club had 18 players, which is a joint record, called up for duty at the 2018 World Cup? Question 19, Egypt goalkeeper Essam Al Hadary became the oldest player to make a World Cup debut in 2018. How old was he? And question 20, how many goals has Miroslav Klose scored in total at World Cups?
Okay.
Question 1, which nation has reached the most World Cup finals?
Italy.
It is Germany. With 8. 54, 66, 74, 82, 86, 90, 02, and 2014. Question 2. Who is the only team to participate at all 22 World Cups?
Brazil.
It is Brasilia.
Off the mark.
Question 3. How many World Cups have been won by European nations?
14.
12.
Okay.
Question 4. Who was the last nation to win a World Cup who had not qualified for the previous tournament?
England.
It is France. France were winners in 1998 and failed to qualify somehow in 1994 after they drew at home to Israel and then managed to lose in the last minute at home to Bulgaria. David Ginolar famously blamed for giving the ball away. Question 5. Which nation has made the most semi-final appearances without ever losing a semi-final?
Italy.
Correct answer is Argentina. 5 semi-finals, won them all. Question 6. Which
if they've been in 5 semi-finals, but then how have Germany not been in 5? If they've been in 8 finals...
Yeah, but Germany have lost semis. This is the point. Question 5.
Which, no, but Germany which have been to 8 finals.
Yeah, but they've lost the semi-final.
Oh, without the question ever was, losing a
which
semi.
Nation has made the most semi-final appearances without losing?
Right, okay, I get it. So they've won all their semis. Okay,
correct.
Either is a shit question, but patrons can decide. I got confused by the question. I'm like, if you've won all your semis, you're going to get to the final.
I thought we clarified this, but never right. mind.
Okay, understood. It wouldn't have made a difference in my answer. Yeah.
Question 6. Which nation has appeared 3 times but never been eliminated at the group stage?
Put down like Ivory Coast.
Oh, mate, I thought you were going to say the right answer then. Correct answer is the Republic of Ireland.
Okay.
I've been in 3 World Cups, always made it out the group stage.
Fair play.
Question 7. It's worth adding on to that. Germany went out in the group stage in 2018. And it's the first time they've ever been eliminated at the group stage. And they would like 14 appearances or something silly. Question 7. Which nation has competed in 16 World Cups, never made it beyond the quarterfinals?
Chile.
It's not. You will know the answer as soon as I say it to you. It is Mexico. Who have also been eliminated at the last 16 stage in the last 7 World Cups. Question 8, who is the only European player to compete in 5 World Cups?
I'd toss it up between Buffon and Casillas. I've gone with Casillas because I feel like Italy might have missed the World Cup.
I like your thinking. It's not a goalkeeper. Any guesses, Nico? It's not, but it is a German.
Lothar Matthäus?
It is. Lothar Matthäus is the correct answer. Question 9. Who is the only player to score in World Cup finals in different centuries?
Fat Ronaldo?
No.
98 and 2002.
Yeah, the problem is in 1998, his team lost 3-0. And 2 of the goals were scored by Zinedine Zidane, who also scored in the 2006 final in Berlin. Panenka, which he nearly missed, Nico, correct. Question 10, what's the highest number of goals a team has scored in a single World Cup match?
11.
Nico said what? Have you got a different answer? I think it was 9. Correct answer is 10.
In between.
Hungary beat El Salvador 10-1 in Spain in 1982. Question 11. Who was the highest scoring team at the last World Cup?
England.
No, it definitely wasn't England, mate. And it's not France either, Nico. Correct answer is Belgium. Scored 18 goals in total, which included 10 different goal scorers. Question 12. Who is the only nation to have been eliminated on penalties more than once this century?
I've got that Argentina, but...
Now, not this century, Nico said England. The correct answer is Spain. Were eliminated by South Korea, somewhat controversially, on penalties in 2002. And also were eliminated by Russia 4 years ago on penalties. Question 13. Tim Howard holds the record for most saves in a match against Belgium 2014. How many saves did he make?
12.
Correct answer is, unbelievably, 16. 1-6. Yeah, 16, not 60. 16 saves. It's worth, the game did go to extra time, it's worth saying. But I think Premier League record is 13.
Okay.
16 is ridiculous. Question 14. How many foreign coaches have won a World Cup?
Zero.
Correct answer is zero.
Two.
No manager who's ever won a World Cup unless he was managing his own nation. Question 15. Spain won the 2010 trophy with the least goals scored by a winner in a tournament. How many did they score?
I've got that at 10.
Correct answer is 8.
Oh, even less.
Lost to Switzerland in the group stage 1-0, and then they scored twice against Chile and Honduras, respectively, and they won all four of their knockout games 1-0. Question 16. How many different nations have hosted a World Cup more than once?
3.
Correct answer is 5. Mexico, Italy, France, Germany, and Brazil. Question 17. Which stadium has hosted the most matches with a total of 19?
I'm probably wrong with this now, but I've got Wembley down, but
it won't be Wembley. That's obvious.
Once.
Nico says the Maracanã, which I think is a very good guess.
It's got to be someone that's hosted it twice, though.
Correct, obviously.
I was going to say Parc des Princes, maybe, or San Siro or something, but I didn't know who's hosted it twice.
Yeah, they're all reasonable guesses. The correct answer is Mexico's Estadio Azteca, the scene of Maradona's goal of the century against England. Estadio Azteca. If you just put Azteca, that's obviously fine. In Mexico is the correct answer. Question 18. Which club had 18 players, a joint record, called up for duty at the 2018 World Cup?
West Ham United. No, Real Madrid.
West Ham United. The correct answer is Manchester City.
Okay.
Had 18 players called up to the last World Cup. And that record is shared with Seoul Army Club in 1954. Had 18 players called up, I'm guessing, for South Korea. Question 19. Egypt goalkeeper Essam Al Hadary became the oldest player to make a World Cup debut in 2018. How old was he?
42.
45. And question 20. Miroslav Klose holds the record for most goals at World Cups. How many times did he score?
17.
You're one over.
Oh.
Correct answer is 16.
It's the third question where I'm just one out, but it's all good. I got two.
Which well, it goes. It's not none. Bad.
Indeed, it is.
Give yourself a whole 10%.
Lovely jubbly.
Nico's putting his hand up. You got something to say, boy?
I have a question. Okay, so question number 12, right?
Don't tell me that I'm wrong as a quiz master. Go on. which happens sometimes.
Somewhat wrong.
What's wrong? Go on. Yeah.
Lost the final 2018. That's being eliminated in penalties, no?
How? We lost to Croatia in extra time in the semi-final.
No. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of Euros.
Oh, I'm thinking Euros.
Euros 2020, which never is mind. Italy.
Oh, no, but don't worry. We lost to Portugal in 2004 as well on penalties, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was Euros
so
again.
So we've lost three, and Italy in 2012. So we've lost four shootouts this century, but only one of them was in a World Cup.
And three in the Euros.
We actually won one. We beat Colombia on penalties, which felt like the greatest moment in English football history in 60 plus years.
Wow. They should set a new rule in the Premier League that every club's penalty taker has to be one of your English players. End of. Simple as that.
Do you think?
Yeah, man. So force us to get better at taking penalties.
Do you think that would help?
Would force us to take, would take more penalties.
Does it help West Ham? You'd still be stuck with an Englishman taking it.
The only way you can get better is by taking penalties in a pressure situation. So, fuck it, it doesn't matter. And if your only English player is...
Solution number one.
Connor Cody, then tough, he's got to be the one that's taking the penalty.
Solution number one. Connor Cody missed against us in the League Cup last year. Solution number one is to take Ivan Toney to the World Cup and bring him on.
Yeah.
That's definitely solution
number
one.
Well, he is
one.
In the squad. Quite rightly, he is in the squad, so you never know, he might be there. How many players in the England squad are penalty takers for their clubs? Kane, Saka.
Well, Saka's debatable, isn't he?
I thought
Saka
was.
Do we actually know? Is it Martinelli or Jesus? Do we know?
Okay.
Bowen, we think, maybe now.
Probably. And who do we just say? Not Cody. not Tony, not obviously, Cody. In the squad.
Tony, so obviously.
Three or four.
James Ward-Prowse, yeah. Good shout, yeah. Yeah. Don't mind that. But that's probably
Sterling
it.
Sterling at Chelsea?
It's probably Jorginho, isn't it?
Really? So, three or four only are taking penalties for their clubs. Force the English players to be the penalty takers. New rule in the Premier League, and we might have a chance of winning a shootout.
What happens if someone picks a team and there's no English players?
That should also be banned.
I think there is a flaw in your logic.
No, it's fine. You have to bring someone off the bench to take the penalty.
What, like concussion sub?
Penalty sub. Yeah. And check their passport as they're coming on the pitch. Are they eligible to play for England? We've got to get this hoodoo off. We've got to win a shootout at some point when it matters.
We beat Colombia.
When it matters.
We did matter when we played the game, mate.
Right. Patrons, enjoy. We'll be back at you tomorrow with a Zoom in. Keep your eyes on the Patreon app.
What time are we doing it?
Details. 1 p.m. Right. British summertime.
1 p.m. British summertime.
UK time. So, 1 p.m. There'll be a Zoom link. You'll be able to click on the Zoom link. You'll be waiting in a waiting room. We'll try and get through as many people as we possibly can in that hour. But stay safe. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.